Hello, this is NSFW Save for another round of I'm going to read Calvin Hobbes comics and explain the jokes as we go along. So hopefully this can be used for those of you out there who need some help going to sleep or something, I just need a nice soft voice to listen to. Maybe have a laugh or two. I can't guarantee that. But it is Calvin Hobbes, so we probably will have something good going here. Anyways, some actually just, the last one that I did. The first one that I did, this is the second, the first one that I did, I just picked a random spot in one of the books, so I'm actually going to start at the beginning. I don't know if I'm going to make more of these. If there's a lot of requests for it, I will. I've only gotten a couple of requests to make more, so we'll see, but, I'm just going to go ahead and start at the very beginning with the first Calvin and Hobbes comic strip ever, which was from November 18th, 1985, which is a little bit before I was born, a couple days before I was born, actually month and a couple days before I was born. And by Bill Watterson. Calvin Hobbes. Alright, so the first panel, Calvin has a, got a little, hat on, got some hat action going. It's one of those adventurer's hats, you know, the one I'm talking about, that adventurers wear, and he's talking to his dad, who's cleaning the car, and he says, "So long, Pop, I'm off to check my tiger trap. I rigged a tuna fish sandwich yesterday, so I'm sure to have a tiger by now." And Dad says, "They like tuna fish, huh?" And Calvin says, "Tigers will do anything for a tuna fish sandwich." And in the final panel, we see Hobbes, who is eating the tuna fish sandwich, and he's upside down with his leg caught in the trap rope spring thing that pulled him up. He's saying, "We're kind of stupid that way," and he's munching on the sandwich, and it's got little munch action sound effects. That's what I'm looking for. So the joke here is that I guess that Hobbes, and it's gonna be a recurring one, Hobbes will do pretty much anything for tuna fish. I don't know if this is specific to tigers, as Calvin has said. I think it might be specific to Hobbes. Not necessarily tigers in general. I will be doing research on that, though, and I will get back to you later. I'll let you know if tigers like tuna fish. Okay, second comic of all time for Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin has jumped onto the back of his dad's chair. Well, his dad's looks like he's doing some writing on a piece of paper, and he says, "So Dad, what do I do when I catch a tiger?" And Calvin's dad kind of rolls his eyes and says, "Bring it home and stuff it, Calvin. Can't you see I'm busy?" And then next panel, Calvin's gone, and his dad says, "Sheesh," which is kind of like, "Oh man, what's this kid all about?" And in the final panel, Calvin is in the fridge pulling stuff out, giving it to Hobbes, and Hobbes is saying, "No, really, I couldn't eat another bite." Now the joke here, if you didn't catch it, is that the dad was saying that Calvin should bring it home and stuff it, and he was probably thinking of taxidermy, which is where you take a dead animal carcass. And again, I hope you're drifting off to sleep nicely listening to me talk about dead animal carcasses. And you stuff it with, I'm gonna say cotton. Again, I don't really know what taxidermists do. We'll say cotton. Stuff them with cotton, and mount them on a wall or something. So that's how you have those big pairs. But Calvin misunderstood, and he thought that his dad meant to stuff his belly with food. So he's feeding him probably some tuna fish, like we talked about before, probably some other stuff. It looks like in the panel, I'm looking to see, I'm not seeing any cans of tuna fish. There's like some coffee cups, and there's some plates, and it looks like what's in the pan is probably a napkin, I'm guessing. Could be something else, but I'm thinking it's a napkin. But anyways, I think the joke has been thoroughly explained for that one, so let's move on to comic number 3. Alright, so in this one, we see in the first panel, Calvin's in bed with Hobbs. Now Hobbs is in, this is the first time we're seeing him in his, I guess what we would call true form. I'm using quotation air quotes when I say that, true form, which is how the parents see him, which is just is a plain stuffed animal. But you know, we all know his true form without air quotes is the Hobbs that we know and love, who can talk and fight with Calvin. Anyways, we've got Calvin in bed, Hobbs in cotton form, cotton Hobbs form, and his dad says, "What's all this noise? You're supposed to be asleep." He's yelling at him, yelling. There's an exclamation point, and Calvin says, "It was Hobbs, Dad. He was jumping on the bed, honest." And the dad angrily says, "Hobbs was not jumping on the bed. Now go to sleep." And then, final panel, Dad's not in the room, and Calvin says, "You were too jumping on the bed," and Hobbs is angrily saying back at him, now in actual Hobbs talkie form, "Well, you were the one playing the cymbals," and he's holding cymbals. So, the joke here is there was a lot of noise. The dad didn't believe that Hobbs could jump on the bed, because the dad thinks that Hobbs is probably just this inanimate stuffed tiger. But in reality, Hobbs was jumping on the bed and making noise. Calvin was playing cymbals, and that was also making noise, and they were both making noises, so the dad's anger is justifiably at both of them, and they're trying to kind of pin it on one another. We'll go on to the next comic here. Alright, so in this comic, we are first introduced to Calvin's teacher. I forget her name, so we'll just call her Calvin's teacher for right now until we get it. But she's walking up to Calvin's desk, and Calvin's got Hobbs, and Hobbs is in his pet animal form, and she says, "Show and tell is over, Calvin. Please put your tiger," which is in quotes, I don't know why, "put your tiger in your locker." And Calvin says, "In my locker, he'll suffocate." And the teacher says, "Well, at least put him under your chair." And then Calvin starts stuffing Hobbs under his chair, and he says, "Woo, that was a close one." And Hobbs says, "I'll say." And then in the final panel, Calvin's whispering backwards to Hobbs, asking 7 plus 3, and Hobbs says 73. So the joke here is that, you know, Hobbs is cheating on the test with Calvin to help him, but he's actually not being that helpful. 7 plus 3 is actually 10, not 73. I can see how Hobbs would make the mistake, because, you know, 7 plus 3 being 73, you might just think that you put the numbers next to each other, but you actually do addition, and that's how you get 10. If you need help with addition, just PM me in the comments and I can do simple addition for you. Okay, next comic. Okay, I think we're gonna stop on this last one. This will be the last one for this one, but it is a Sunday comic, so it's in full color. None of that black and white crap that I've been suffering through. You haven't had to, because this is audio, but I've now, this is in full color, like I'm used to seeing in the world. In this one, the first panel, Calvin is looking out of his window. And in the second panel, he's looking out of a window like it's a jail. So, from what I recall, the first two panels of the Sunday panel are kind of its own joke. And so in this sense, the joke, I'm gonna do a little mini sub explanation, is that Calvin feels that looking out of his window and being stuck in his room is tantamount to being in a jail. And I think we can all relate to that, you know, being in our room, the rooms of our lives, it's like being in a jail that we need to be freed from, right? That makes sense. Okay, so anyways, on to the actual colored comic, which I'm so happy about. Calvin is doing probably homework, it looks like. Here, he's got a lamp on his desk, a pencil in his hand, and he's saying, "Mild-mannered Calvin is stuck inside doing math problems on a beautiful Sunday." But in the next panel, he's dashing into the closet. No one is watching. He dashes into his closet. "This is a job for..." And then in the next panel, in big bright rainbow letters, "Stupendous man, defender of freedom, advocate of liberty." The next panel, he's zooming around in the sky, a bright crimson streak blasts up through the atmosphere and then turns back toward Earth. Next panel, stupendous man has smashed into the earth with his hand, and he's saying, "Gaining stupendous momentum, stupendous man strikes the ground at an acute angle with stupendous force." In the next panel, he's pushing the earth with all his might, and he's saying, "The earth slowly stops rotating and begins to turn in the opposite direction." Ooh, like something out of Superman. Okay, and next panel he says, "Pushing with all his might, stupendous man turns the planet all the way around backward. The sun sets in the east and rises in the west. Soon it's 10 a.m. the previous day." And in the final panel, Kelvin is outside with his mom. His mom's doing some gardening. She's got one of those gardening shovels. You know what I'm talking about. The triangle-ish ones. She's doing gardening, and he's got cape wrapped around his head, and she says, "What are you doing outside? Did you finish your homework already?" And he says, "It's Saturday. I don't need to do it until tomorrow, thanks to Stupendous Man." And so the joke here is that Kelvin is trying to get out of doing his homework, which I think we can all relate to. I know I hated doing homework when I was in school. But you gotta do the homework if you want to pass the tests and stuff. So if you're listening, are still in school, say in college, you might need to do your homework. Even if Stupendous Man says he's turning back time, he can't turn back time. I'm sorry. Time can't be messed with like that. At least none of my experiments yet have successfully led to successful time travel. I'll keep you posted on that too as well. Thanks for listening. And maybe I'll do another week's worth of comics if this is enjoyed. But hope you get back to sleep. Do your homework if you need to. And remember that tuna fish. Tigers like tuna fish. Possibly. Good night.